But I was drinking what? I was drinking High Life. I wasn't drinking that. All right, man.
Hey,
these people.
Did you say cheese people?
He did.
You fat fuck.
You fat. Speaking of, we'll get to
yeah,
Rick.
Fuck Green Bay.
You could cool. just said something Royal Bagel Baby or something.
Rubber Baby Buggy Bumpers.
All right, here we are. We're back again. It's another edition. Shut up, Dave. It's another episode of my Jake. Show. And show. He's already speaking out of turn and eating fucking tacos and shit. It's Dave.
Subway.
Eat fat.
This episode brought to you by Subway.
No,
we
it's
definitely
not.
Don't diddle kids.
No, it's not.
Like, I would, like, Subway, they do enough in advertising that if they want a plug on my show, they can fucking pay for it.
Well, I wrote down Subway Eat Fat as the title of the episode.
It's
for
a
now,
good title so. For the episode. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, speaking of plugs, Robin.
God damn right I am.
Yeehaw!
Ooh, you know, earlier somebody said something about make sure when you do that line, take care of it right. And I was like,
hey,
talking about, that's what I'm talking about. What? Can't say that. Anyway, bringing it back around, the guy with the hockey sweater up north, Hoop Snake Moon is Jake.
Fishing tips.
Touching tips. It's me, One Take Jake, back in the saddle again. And that's right, we are amidst the Stanley Cup playoff. And yeah, Colorado in the second round. They're up 1-0. Stole home ice from the Central champions, the Dallas Stars. And yeah, things are good time to be an Avs fan right now. No guarantees, but we're playing with house money.
You ever think about how home ice and like home field and home court, like it's all got to be something different. Maybe we should just, we need to come like with come up with a centralized term. The home.
Like the home, you just call it home advantage.
The home advantage. That sounds kind of gay though.
Whenever I see those commercials that says
it's like
homeowners.
Chips. Yeah, homeowners.
Oh yeah. Like, my grown man, they're always like homeowners. I'm like, homeowners.
Hoes.
Oh. Ho. Ho.
They not like us.
Step this way. Step.
Oh.
Step that way. Step that way.
Oh man. Okay. Let's see if I can find a written version of it because we can go through it that way.
Oh my lord. Oh yeah. Let me pull it up on the computer. Hey. Let's see. Which one do you want me to look up? Because quite frankly, Drake's response to Meet the Grams wasn't bad.
No. Like some of it was pretty good.
When we listened to a couple of them on the way to Spring Cell, and my takeaway was the Drake songs were catchier because it's Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Like their styles really came out, whereas Kendrick, who's like not popular in the sense, like I don't, he's not as big as Drake.
Until Not Like Us came out.
Yeah, then that was a bop.
That dude, that song is, that's it right there.
But I just feel like more people have heard Drake songs than Kendrick songs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But, like, I mean, he's more mainstream. I'm not saying he's... Drake is more mainstream, so his diss tracks sounded more mainstream.
Kendrick has a Pulitzer, and Drake has made, like, $500 million. Mm-hmm. Like, there's...
I mean, that's
commercial
what
success and critical success. That's
what this whole argument's about, is like it's about lyricism and the culture versus ice and glamour, essentially, and being a pedophile, apparently.
A minor.
But yeah, essentially everyone who's plugged into the culture at this point is saying, like, yeah, we all knew that this was going, we didn't know it was going to happen this way. But eventually we knew, as in a war of attrition, Kendrick Lamar knows more words than Drake does.
Right. And writes his own.
And writes his own. And so when at the end of the day, it was going to come down to clicks and views versus bars. And Kendrick stole views, which is also kind of funny because that's a Drake album. But he stole that, and he stole the style, and he did all this stuff. He definitely borrowed Eminem's flow. There were a couple times I heard him go in on Drake. I'm like, ooh, that's Marshall. He's channeling there.
Yeah, I thought a couple times too when Dave and I were listening to it on the way to the spring sale. Like, I was like, oh, all right. That especially that A minor one when we put together earlier the white keys.
Mm-hmm.
Are what A minor is made of. That really, like, all right, that's an Eminem line. You've got like three different meanings at least for one bar. Like, that's, yeah. And it's a good line, like, just listening to it when he says it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, did I send you the clip where the guy was talking about how I'm the One Who Upped the Score with Him is a musical double entendre?
I've definitely seen it, so probably.
So I'll explain. I'll just tell it to Dave.
Dave's, oh yeah, you did guy. Say it to me. Yep.
So Drake said at one point, "I'm the one who ups the score with him," and after doing the song in A minor, or in a minor chord, he does Meet the Grams in a minor chord. The next song that comes out, Not Like Us, is in a major key. And it's like, it's really, he's saying, like, he upped the score of the soundtrack. Like, he brought the music physically up in tonality. And so, yeah, it's like, it's a musical double entendre. And then on top of that, it's white keys. So it's a triple entendre. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's pretty like good.
Double lux.
So just one quick search, and I found New York Times has a take on it. NPR has a take on it.
Wow.
Billboard, Time, Vox. Here's another Billboard story. What was the first one I saw? GQ. Like, everybody is covering this. I mean, I don't remember another rap beef.
This is the greatest rap beef of all time.
Yeah.
This has surpassed.
I don't think it is until somebody gets killed.
Well, somebody got shot yesterday.
That's true. Well,
somebody got shot?
Yeah. One of Kendrick or Drake's bodyguards at Drake's house.
Which is hilarious.
In Canada? They can't even have guns up there.
Exactly.
Right?
There's a couple things that could have happened here. They say that there were victims who drove off in, quote unquote, a vehicle. So considering we have that incredible description in this place that definitely doesn't have any security cameras in it because it's full of rich people. We have only a few options that happened. We have a mystery car that cannot be identified by anybody at any time who shot this guy. Or
like a transformer.
Right. Or this bodyguard was the mole, and Drake had him shot.
What if the bodyguard cheddar bobbed himself?
Because that's one of the things that is brought up over and over again, is that Drake has like 20 moles in his camp, and suddenly somebody gets shot, and they can't identify a mystery car that's driven off.
Weird.
That is weird.
And like, now we're at the point, and now that somebody got shot, I think it's kind of brought a pause to everything. We're like, okay, we kind of can't release music while somebody's actually in the hospital right now, and neither one of us are going to take credit or blame for it,
right?
Because
like, also, literally it's been 20 some years and we're just now getting blamed for Biggie and Pac.
Yeah, and that's because he ran to fucking Barbados. Fucking Biggie or fucking Diddy.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. And then Universal Warner Brothers is trying to get Kendrick to stop because, like, you're dragging Drake and you're gonna cost us fucking money. And he's like, I'm not gonna stop.
They like, not like us.
He's like,
I'm not making any money on this anyway.
Right.
I'm not going to stop.
Well, I mean, Not Like Us is on iTunes, so somebody's making money.
It's, I mean, it's like the number one. That went number one.
Like, I don't even know what he just said right there, but it's provocative.
What he said was,
wait, what?
Mustard on the beat, ho. Debo, any rap hater, he a free throw. Man down, calling Amber Lamps, tell him breathe, bro. Nail a hater to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. Amber Lamps, Amber Lamps is such a great poll. That's hilarious. That is so funny.
Again, Pulitzer.
It's like, yeah, why are you going to try to battle a guy who got an award for writing literature as a rap lyricist?
Then the next line is, what's up with these jabroni ass? And then a word I'm not going to say. Cause
that's why I say haters.
Trying to see Compton. Like, god damn.
Yeah, he makes neighbors. Fun of... He makes fun of the Toronto accent too, which is hilarious.
Oh, God. Does he?
Yeah, and the somebody gonna bleed in your family, Crody. That's like that's all mocking. Okay. That's a Toronto accent.
Oh, gotcha. Do,
is that the Toronto accent that where they say fam a lot?
Yeah.
God, it's somebody so fucking bleed disgusting. In your
family, Crody.
Oh man, I would like to see one of these shitty British rappers with their whole with style their drill. Of rap.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
hold on, wait a minute. Something right? I can think of at least two good British rappers, Tiny Tempa and Meridian Dan. So both of them sound made up.
Yeah, those sound like you just typed it into a rap name generator and you got
those are just two black guys on Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels or something. Wait.
Technically 21 Savage is British.
Technically, but so, he did, I don't think he knew it.
Yeah, did you ever hear about that, Dave?
Yeah.
So 21 Savage is just like chilling in Atlanta, being 21 Savage, and he's like, "Oh, I think I'll go to Canada." And so he goes to fly into Canada and they're like, "All right, where's your passport?" He's like, "All right, here you go." And they're like, "You're from England. You're not supposed to be in the United States." He's like, "What do you mean?" I'm British. So yeah, he 21 Savage, actually British.
What do you mean?
It's what tough. A fucking retard.
Oh.
How do you not know where you're from?
I think it was like the story, and I'm probably going to get it wrong, but his parents immigrated from however you want to word that. Yeah. I don't know which one it is, from England, and never got the proper paperwork and overstayed their visa or whatever.
And then he's just here.
And they're just like, well, I mean, he's black. We can just stay in Atlanta. No one will know.
Yeah.
No one will know.
How will they know?
Exactly. But until he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna go to Canada," and they're like,
okay, "No, you're not.
Good luck."
Like, you got.
I really thought there's a lot of details that I want to know right now, but I'm not gonna look up later because I'm not gonna care.
Right.
That's fair.
Like, if you had his passport, one, you have to get passports renewed. I don't know how old 21 Savage is, but
he was like 21.
Yeah.
Okay, but you still have to have a. You can't run your passport from when you were a baby.
Hey, baby.
Well, I don't know, Dave.
I don't know. That's why I'm just curious. Because I've got like four passports over the years.
They all have your name on them?
Well, yeah, one of them's got my original name on it. And then.
What does that mean?
My middle and first names were switched when I was born. So my birth certificate says Christian David.
Oh.
And then when I came to the U.S. and did my paperwork for my citizenship, I have a name change, so it's David Christian.
Gotcha.
Because that's what it's supposed to be. But this was also the 80s, and it's not like dad could just jump on a phone real quick and be like, "Hey, name my kid this."
Right.
It was mostly letters and a phone call like once a month.
Like, here you go. Here's the new letter that says what the name should be. God damn it. So it was a comma.
So I'm looking this up, and it says he got arrested by ICE, like a targeted thing, and he told Good Morning America that he had no idea what a visa was when his mother brought him to the U.S. when he was 7, and his visa expired in 2006. And he said, I knew I wasn't born here, but I didn't, like, know.
This man also is responsible for one of my favorite quotes of all time. They're interviewing him, and they're like, so 21 Savage, you have a cross on your forehead. What's that about? It's a knife.
Oh, no. God. That's not a knife.
Mm-hmm. It's a knife.
Well, you know, it's so... All right, I'm going to backpedal a little bit.
Yeah.
If he had never been out of the country before then, I get it, I guess.
And he didn't talk about being from England because he didn't want to get deported. So, like, he was already a signed artist. The record label mm-hmm. would have been like, hey, let's fix this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. he just didn't tell him. He's like, yeah, I'm from Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, because you're from Atlanta. Whether you're from Atlanta or not, you're mm-hmm. from Atlanta.
But also, right. How is he getting paid without a social?
I don't know.
Does it matter?
Because socials aren't given to visa holders.
Well, I bet you he does what all the rich people do, and it's paid into a trust, and he gets paid by the trust.
Or he just said, my best friends call me Cash. What movie is that?
Richie Rich. No.
No, I think you're right. I think it is Richie Rich. Or no.
Make it out to Cash. No, that's a do you want large bills? And he says, no, regular will be fine.
I think that is the line, though, is my best friends call me Cash. And I think that is Richie Rich. Because he's like, all right, and I'm going to need your name to make this check out. And then he's all, my best friends. It's either that or that movie where there's like a kid millionaire.
Blank Check?
Yes.
I can't believe I fucking remember that. I just pulled that right out of my
head.
That's,
I think that's what I was talking about. Because when he goes in and he's like, do you want big bills? And he's like, no, regular, please.
It's John Larroquette, though. Is he in both those movies? Because that's the actor that's involved. I'm looking him up. That would be really
cool. It was the 90s. Everyone was the same guy and everything.
Is it Sinbad? No, then it's John Larroquette. Like, no. John Leguizamo. There he is. Wait, John Larroquette's dead, right?
I don't know.
Wait, is he dead? This doesn't say he's dead. I thought he died. But did you die?
Hey, John Larroquette, are you dead?
I don't even know you're sick. That's gotta be my favorite punchline without telling the joke of all time.
Yeah, you don't need to tell the joke. Yeah, just
it's so good. All right, well,
I got some.
What do you got? What do you got?
What do I got? Oh, I put on the same hockey game you were talking about. Now,
I'm
putting that over my face so I don't see.
Oh, Vancouver scored since I started watching.
They did. How can two self-respecting teams combine for only 18 shots this far into the game? I don't understand it. Fucking Canada. It must be the exchange rate on offense.
Okay, he was in Richie Rich. Shots,
like, quicker. Let's do all the shots.
So it was definitely Richie Rich.
All right.
Mystery solved.
Mystery solved.
Only Oiler with Stanley Cup victory. 2006-07 with Anna. She's a bitch.
She's a bitch. She's a nice lady.
How dare you?
One of the best videos, though, going back to this Kendrick thing, is because he writes a song titled Meet the Grams. And it just starts, Dear Adonis, I'm sorry that man is your father. Let me be honest. It takes a man to be a man. Your dad is not responsive. I look at him and wish your grandpa would have wore a condom. I'm sorry you got to grow up and then stand behind him. Life is hard, I know. The challenge is always going to beat us home. Sometimes our parents make mistakes that affects us till we're grown. Hey, you're a good kid that needs the good leadership. Let me be your mentor since your daddy don't teach you shit. Never let, and this is the best part right here. Never let a man piss on your legs, son. That line is so fucking cold because it's exactly what he's doing to Drake in this song.
Yes.
He's like, never let anybody do this to what I'm doing to your dad. Don't let anybody do this to you. Okay. He's like,
okay.
And then, yeah, it just goes on. But this entire first verse is him just like, I'm sorry your dad is Drake. And then he's like, hey, Sandra, your son's got some bad habits. I hope you don't undermine them, especially with the girls that's hurt inside this climate. He's like, hey, your son is a child molester and a rapist. And hey, while I'm on the topic, dad of Drake, you know, he's Henry Weinstein. Basically, he hates black women, hypersexualizes them, nympho, grew facial hair because he understood being a beard just fit him better. That was an all time.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, this is hilarious. So he says, the embassy, which is what Drake calls his house, the embassy about to get raided too. It's only a matter of time. 2 days later, fucking police were at his house.
Mm-hmm. Trying to find that. Did you see the video? What's the guy who plays Ted Lasso's name? Jason Sudeikis. And Will Ferrell in that one
campaign. Yeah, that's what I was getting to. Yeah, the campaign.
I'm trying to find it.
I think I sent it to you, or you sent it to me.
I was looking in ours. Maybe I missed it.
It's a scene from the campaign where Zach Galifianakis does a campaign video where he sits down with Will Ferrell's kid. And he's like, hey, so you know, good. Your dad's not around. I know that's really tough. I can be your dad. Do you want to try calling me dad?
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Congressman Tam Brady claims to be a family man. What a nice day we've had.
Cam Jr.?
Mm-hmm. Batting cages and water parks.
Must be a hidden camera situation.
You were doing cannonballs. You were good at those.
Yeah.
Seen any girls yet?
What is he doing?
Sorta. Must be tough having your dad not be around that much, you know?
What is he talking about? I'm around too much.
I could be your dad. You can call me dad.
No.
Go ahead, try.
No, don't do it.
This movie is so funny.
Go ahead.
It is.
Dad?
Oh, shit.
Dad? I'm Marty Huggins, and I regretfully approve this message. Love you, Cam Jr.
Those. Why don't you pick this crap up off the beach?
I haven't seen that. I saw that once, and it was hilarious.
It is so good.
Kind of just forgot about it.
I think I need to find that movie and watch it because
yeah.
I don't think it's one that I own because at the time it was like that was one of the shitty Will Ferrell movies. Step Brothers and shit were out in that time. Mm-hmm.
And you see,
yeah, it was definitely not one of his highlights.
You but saw it's actually it as a hilarious. Shitty Will Ferrell movie. I saw it as an awesome Zach Galifianakis movie because I've been a big Zach Galifianakis fan since I saw him on Tim and Eric Awesome Show Great Job.
Right.
And so, you know, when he got his time to blow up, I was really excited. And so I watched if anything had Zach Galifianakis in it, I saw it.
I really enjoy the Between Two Ferns. Those are funny.
I really like Between Two Ferns. And up until the end, when you see the outtakes and it breaks the kayfabe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I for a second, I was like, oh, my God, did he really do all this? Because, like, I would believe it because of the way he, like, his delivery was so good. They did it in a believable way. But
they sold
it. Yeah. But then you see them on, they're like, okay, all right, let's do another take of that. And it's like, ugh.
Right. Ugh. What year do you think that came out in?
I'm going to say, let's see, it'd be before 2010.
I'm going to go with 2013.
No, wait. I'm basing it by where I was sleeping at the time when I watched it. I'm going to say 2011.
2012.
Damn it.
And The Hangover was 2009.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah, The Hangover is 15 years old.
It's crazy that, like, I felt like that movie came out way before we started hanging out.
Guess not.
Yeah.
That's such a weird movie that it came out in 2009, because I wasn't around in 2009.
Right.
And then, but we quote that movie to each other all, like, we weren't, I hadn't even met Jake, and I hadn't seen Robin in years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we still quote that movie to each other all the time.
It's just because we hear movie quotes and remember them generally. We may not remember who said it, or it might take us a minute, or figure out
the movie. We might have to look it up.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. It was a cone. I was like, what movie is that from? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, you guys suck.
Learn.
Wedding Singer.
Like, learn. Like, just go watch movies.
They're truck driver dumb kids.
Oh.
I say kids. They're like 35, 36.
Oh, you got like you've got adults in your class?
Yeah, adult kids.
There's one kid who's a kid. Like, I don't think he's 21.
Mm-hmm.
There's one dude that nobody likes because he's an asshole. And we're like, that guy fucking sucks. Like, he's just a dick about everything. And we're like, can you just not be here?
Just like for no, like, what do you mean?
He's just an asshole for no reason. Like, he's got this. He looks like Jed's dad. You remember Jed Hayes coaching football?
Mm-hmm.
Might actually be Jed's dad, but I haven't had the balls to ask because he's the asshole too. And he's just like, today we were doing this thing. We're reading through this terribly written script of what we have to say when we do our CDL test, and nobody was reading, and so the dude who was after this guy just decided to go ahead and read the next part, and he's like, hey, why don't we skip the part? And he's like, you can go back, like, calm down,
relax, bro.
Or like when we're driving, he's like up everybody's ass, and it's just, he's annoying. He's a fucking dick.
Yeah.
Nobody likes him. And the teachers are starting to realize it. He sucks. Russian guy, he fucking learned to not be late. He got yelled at yesterday. He was late like twice after breaks. And the teacher's like, hey, that's your last time being late. And he's like, oh, sorry. And he had excuses. He's like, don't care.
I'm like, sorry. I was learning to take shit. In America.
We can't take shit today. It's Tuesday, right? Yes.
It's day for shitting.
I'm glad I'm not in that class, because they'd be like, hey, that's your last time being late. I'd be like, is it though?
Like,
I feel like
this.
I've got one more in me.
Right?
Well, I was like, when I got trespassed from the kids' old school, I made the comment that it wasn't a criminal trespass, that the police were the only ones who could technically criminally trespass me.
Yeah.
Which meant I had one more trip to the school, technically. Mm-hmm. And Jen's Jen's like, I knew you would figure that out. She's like, I was expecting you to. I'm like, I don't care. I don't fucking care. Yeah. At this point, the only thing I would do is go stand on the sidewalk with a sign, you know, saying fire this fucking guy. And
fired guy.
I would stand on the sidewalk, and then I would get to have a fucking First Amendment conversation with the police. And then they'd come out and say, well, you're trespassed. And I'd say, ha 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 ha, I'm on public property.
I'm on public property. Name of the episode. Ha ha.
I'm on public property.
I'm on public property.
But that phrase always makes me laugh. That's the last time you do that. I'm always like, that means you get one more.
Like,
right?
The phrase should be, that's your second to last time doing that.
Yeah, but that doesn't have the same, like...
That is the last time you get away with doing that.
See, yeah. If you said that, I'd be like... You're like, that's your last time doing that without consequence.
Yeah. Because that's really what you mean. That's, yeah. That's what the saying really means. What,
yeah.
We should start saying that and see if we can get it to become nationwide. And they'll be on our side.
Or you won't get away with that again.
You will not get away with that again.
I'm really going to push for that. That's your second to last time. If I ever have kids, I'm using that. Hey, that's your second to last time showing up late.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I mean, yeah, one more.
I think I've said to Riv, that's the last time you do that without getting in trouble.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Or I simplify that with, don't do that again.
Right.
Don't
I
do
mean,
that
I,
again.
I've definitely said that too. Like when she punched that beaver fan, as much as I enjoyed it, I'm like, hey, don't do that.
Yeah. I'm a real big fan that. Of like, hey, do you want to get knocked out?
Right.
And then their mom's always upset and like, do you want to get knocked out?
This guy's got a hockey stick stuck in his helmet.
Oh shit, he does. He's so fuck.
He's like, hey man.
Hey man, there's a head here. and the ref's like, here's your helmet back. I fixed.
He's like, here, I got this stick out.
Oh my god, that is awesome. He gets like the stick jammed up into his fucking helmet.
And the guy's like just cranking on it.
Yeah, he's like, can I have my stick like, back? He's like, and he's like trying to pick it up.
But he's like, ow, my face, ow, my face, like, ow, hey. My face.
It's like when a chick gets their earring stuck on something. He's like, ah!
It's kind of funny to see that. Hair, and then it's always a pillow.
I can't imagine the struggles of having like nipple piercings.
Oh my god.
And then sweaters or something. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a terrible time.
I knew one woman who had her nipples pierced and then she had a baby. And so I had to ask.
Right.
I was like, she's like, yeah, it came out in three directions. Like it came out the
like
side.
A spray nozzle out in the field or what?
Yeah, apparently it came out the sides mm-hmm. the same as it came out the front. But it doesn't come out the front in like one, it's not like a teat. You know, it's got
it's teats.
It's tits, it's not teats.
Tits.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
So you know how like in my family, I'm the only one that had piercings, nipples. Tattoos, you know, like I had gauges and everything. I remember I came home on leave one time and we're at my folks' place. My little brother's there and he's wearing a white t-shirt. It's summer. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, and I just flicked his nipple and it hit metal. And I was like, what?
Hold up.
Fuck? And then I grabbed him and I flicked the other one and it hit metal. And I grabbed his shirt and I'm like, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
And he had both of his nipples pierced. Man. And I'm like, what? Like, never got his ears pierced, doesn't have a single tattoo, has never done anything like alternative, I guess is the, you know,
yeah.
as
yeah.
a phrase. Nipples pierced. And I'm like, what the? And his wife now, but he's just like, well, she likes it. I was like, you got those done because she likes them? He's like, yeah, she told me she liked them one time. And I was like,
one time.
Man, I don't know if that's what he said, but that's what's in my head.
Right. It's like, yeah, well, she said she liked it once, so I did it. It's like, yeah.
What do his kids know?
I don't know. Like, he took them out years ago. But...
I know, but still.
Yeah.
It still happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because well, when it also... Uncle Dave, when Tito Dave gets drunk at Christmas, he may just be... remembered.
Like, hey, remember that time you had nipple piercings?
Bill, remember that time you had your nipples pierced?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Well, so like my nephew, he just bleached his hair and he.
Nerd.
Like he's going to NYU next year to the fashion school.
Oh, gay nerd.
Yeah. And but he's like super, like after he got back from Japan, like he's super and like he looks like a J-pop kid, right? Mm-hmm. And so he came in and everyone's kind of razzing him a little bit. And I don't really say anything. I'm like, oh, it's cool, man. And he's like, you're not going to make fun of me? I was like, do you know how much stuff this family has on me that you can make fun of me for? I was like, I'm not going to make fun of you because your style choices, bud.
Right.
Because I went through it in my early 20s, too. So, like, you're good, man. Do what you want to do.
Hey, look, they made my tattoo in nature.
I saw that. I fucking died when I saw that picture. Dave has the tattoo of the tree outline on his forearm with, you know, assorted accoutrements. Hey, Goal Oilers. And I might be a little ahead of you.
Yep.
Yep.
But yeah, so I saw a picture. It says they made that tattoo in real life, and it was the outside.
The outside.
It's pretty funny comedy. Like, that's a good joke. Like, especially in the Pacific Northwest. I wouldn't imagine that there's as many people in Florida with that tattoo.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it's a definite, like, Pacific Northwest kind of thing. The trees and the mountains tattoos and stuff like that.
I wonder if there's something like that. I mean, obviously, there's the Florida man. But, like, is there something that Florida people get, like, do they get a gator under their arm so they go like that?
Yeah,
because that would be awesome,
right?
Well, imagine like people from maybe they have like an orange, they'll get like an orange tattoo or something.
Hmm.
I know, like in Southern California for a while, and it might have just been the West Coast. Like there was a slew of white chicks that got a little island with a palm tree and a sun. I'm pretty sure Mac's wife has got one of those, but I knew of a
few. It reminded you of home.
Hoes.
No regret.
No regrets. No ragrats.
Most popular tattoos in each state. Here we go.
Oh, that's interesting. All
right, there we go.
Let's see. Is there a list? Okay, it's kind of a list. So, do you want to take a guess at what the most popular tattoo in Washington is? You will not guess it, by the way.
Butterfly.
It's close.
Off? Dave?
Hummingbird.
Just a fly.
Like a plain old house fly?
Yeah.
That's annoying, okay. Just like Washingtonians.
Hey.
Yeah, that's weird.
Just because you live there.
What?
Oh, because
home tattoos, just no Tennessee. That's weird. Let's see. No. Oh, okay. Oh, here it is. Okay, take a guess on Alabama's. It's a comic related, definitely comic related. DC even.
Oh. Superman.
I was thinking comedy.
Look at the screen. DC. Robin, look at the screen.
Hey, they're doing it. Look at them. They're doing it.
Let me guess. Is it Joker?
Yeah,
it's a Joker.
Is it Joker?
Alabama gets a bunch of Joker tattoos.
Yeah.
Is it Joker tattoos or is this a bunch of juggalos in Alabama?
I'm gonna read one to you, and I'm gonna see if you can guess the state. And this is the stupidest. I have no idea why this exists, but Shia LaBeouf tattoos. There is a state that is the most popular tattoo.
Jersey.
That's actually a good guess. Not close, but it's a good guess.
Louisiana.
Arizona. No.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Is Shia LaBeouf from Arizona?
Like, I'm going to guess Louisiana's most popular tattoo is a fleur-de-lis.
Yeah.
Wait, what did it say that again?
Louisiana is a fleur-de-lis.
Yeah, it says Saints tattoo.
Fleur-de-lis.
Same thing, yeah. Guess which state has the pink elephant tattooed the most as their most popular tattoo?
Pink elephant?
You'll never guess it.
Vermont.
Wyoming.
Iowa.
Iowa?
Yeah.
All right, what's the weirdest one?
I mean, Shia LaBeouf is
Shia LaBeouf is pretty weird.
Okay, Maine has a pretty good one. Try to guess Maine's tattoo.
Is it a lobster?
No, crab it's cake. Something that's a very common theme in the last 5 years.
Oh, it's a tyrant.
An old man, old white dude telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Kinda, it's COVID.
Oh, they get the COVID.
They get COVID tattoos.
Like the genetic coding, whatever.
I don't understand the fucking fly tattoo thing, though.
Yeah, that makes no sense. I've never seen a fly
and
tattoo.
And so Wyoming's is very similar to what state was that? That got the COVID or the
Maine?
Yeah, Maine got COVID, and Wyoming gets AIDS. Coronavirus tattoos. Oh. What?
Like, for groups of people that didn't think that shit existed, they sure get tattooed on their bodies.
Okay, here's a funny one that actually makes sense. So this is probably the one that makes the most sense. Well, there's a couple of them. Utah has a eyeliner tattoo. These fucking chicks get their eyeliner tattooed on. That kind of makes sense. Guess what Oregon's most popular tattoo is? And it's a very broad genre. Well, I guess I shouldn't say broad, but it's a genre.
Music?
Not music.
And not nature? Because
something you would watch or read.
Fantasy tattoos?
Like
close.
Like Harry Potter?
Anime.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was it? So I don't understand this one. New Mexico's is fake tattoo. Like, do they just get a tattoo that says the word fake? Because that would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious.
That would be a really funny tattoo.
This is my fake tattoo. That's really funny.
Right?
I want a fake tattoo.
Or temporary. Just the word temporary tattooed on you. That would be really good.
That's good.
A temporary tattoo.
Oh my gosh. So check out what... There's two of them that make me laugh next to each other. Hawaii and Idaho. Hawaii, their number one is Japanese tattoos.
Okay, that makes sense.
But it's I'm pretty sure it's the traditional style of tattooing is what they really mean.
Mm-hmm.
And then Idaho's is Boise. It just says Boise tattoo.
Skyline of the city of Boise.
So let's get to the one that started all of this. Florida. I have the answer for Florida's most popular tattoo. And you were kind of close, kind of not.
Pineapple?
No, it's not a fruit, but it is an emoji.
Poop.
That would be awesome.
The Lizzo emoji?
Oh. Nope, that's not it. It's the yin yang tattoo. That's what their most popular one is.
Oh, the Rob Van Dam tattoo.
Yeah, one of a kind. I don't understand why Connecticut has the turnpike tattoo. What is a turnpike tattoo? Like, is it just a map? Or do they just draw a map on them? They're like,
what is a turnpike? I thought a turnpike was
isn't it a road?
Yeah, I always thought a road that went below, kind of like an underpass, but it was like underground.
Yeah.
That's what I thought a turnpike was.
Yeah.
Let's Google, what is a turnpike?
Look up a turnpike tattoo. See what that gets you. Turnpike. Delaware's, they like dragons.
A turnpike is an expressway, especially one on which a toll is charged.
Okay.
Guess what Arkansas's is?
A pig.
It's really on the nose.
A razorback?
It's just Arkansas gets Arkansas tattoos. California. Now think about this one. This one makes sense, because of the huge Hispanic population.
I was going to say the...
it just says Los Angeles.
Head, not the death. Head. Yeah.
Portraits.
Yeah. The portrait. Word Los Angeles with, right. with a portrait.
especially after someone died.
Here's one that doesn't make sense to me because I would think it would be Florida, but not Georgia. Georgia's is dolphin tattoos.
What? Yeah, fool.
Olé. Side to side. You guys gonna
you could like get a dolphin tattoo and then like you could like, you know,
Illinois like Pamela Anderson movies. They get barbed wire tattoos.
Oh, I was wondering what state was gonna be the barbed wire state.
Man, I'm surprised that I forgot to look up Corvallis specifically doesn't have this one, but Indiana has sheep tattoos. Kansas has crow tattoos. Kentucky has Disney tattoos. I don't know why.
Because there's not... Kentucky's like, we got to go all the way that way or all the way that way.
Can we just get a tattoo and say that's Disneyland?
Yeah, we went.
Maryland gets Baltimore tattoos, which is kind of funny.
That makes sense.
Massachusetts gets Taurus tattoos. Michigan gets Biden tattoos.
Okay. Vermont gets fortune teller tattoos. I think I'm on the same thing you're on now.
Minnesota gets cat tattoos. Yeah, I think that's what Vermont was. I mean, look. Yeah.
Cat tattoos, like your everyday household cat?
Like kitty, kitty.
Mississippi cats. Gets Trump tattoos. So Mississippi and Michigan should fight. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Missouri gets monster tattoos. Like the energy drink?
Or like monsters. Like or scary like, monsters.
Yeah.
Or Space Jam Monstars.
I'm gonna allow myself to interpret this as the energy drink. They're just full of Kyles. Montana gets gun tattoos.
Oh, that makes sense. Have you ever seen that video? Those two fucking wiener kid looking dudes. They're standing like back to back and they both have the monster tattoos. And they're like, I'd sure hate to be the one guy that messes with us. And like the fat one's like, you think? And I was like, I want to fight both of you at the same time.
I'm sorry, but when you said the wiener kid looking kids, like all I can think of is wiener kid.
Right.
And so now I'm just imagining two wiener kids standing there. God.
Last weekend, I was explaining to Riv why we call Doug. Why I was every time I said Doug, I was saying Doug. And she was like, "Why are you saying Doug?" And I was like, "Cause everybody's got a name, just like we got Wiener Kid and
Lippy.
Fat Josh from across the way."
And I explained the whole Lippy thing and Fat Josh from across the way. I didn't explain to that one. I should do that one next time.
Yeah. Fat Josh from across the way.
Everybody had a name. Fart Boy. Fart Boy was a name.
Well, everyone. Yeah, I get. Yeah, they were.
Trending.
I was gonna say, Dern. Inner like the inner circle guys didn't have names, but then I was like, they did.
Yeah, Naked Dave.
Yeah,
Naked Dave is a true player.
Exactly.
well, it was Deacon. It was Tweeter. Deacon for the longest time too.
Deacon forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had Tweeter.
Yeah. Remember Tweeter?
Man.
He's dude. Murph. Have you seen Tweeter anytime? When was the last time you saw Tweeter?
I don't know.
Dude, he's a hardcore now. He has been for years.
Like a three patch biker.
Yeah.
Like a one percenter. Like a.
No, I don't think he's a one percenter.
Hey, Vancouver scored again.
But he's like
4-2.
He's got the long beard and you know he's got the look.
They're getting the shots up at this period.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. Speaking of not quarters, have you seen that thing where people are now cutting their sandwiches into thirds?
Yes, I have. I'm not sure.
Like
how
it looks
about
like
that.
The flux capacitor.
Why are they doing that?
Because I guess it tastes like you get more surface area or something. I don't know.
Because everybody wants to be on the cutting edge of silliness.
Ha!
Haha, thank you.
Sandwich
cutting edge. And yeah, man, I don't care. That's too much work. I got to cut it this way a little ways, and then I got to cut it this way a little ways, and then I got to cut it this way. Like, no,
one,
just cut it once.
Two, three. Mm-hmm. Or cut it in half or the quarters.
Yeah. Or be an adult and eat it.
I mean, that seems like the real answer. That's... I don't know why this went over everyone's heads, but
you just eat the damn sandwich.
Just eat the damn sandwich. You just
man up.
And you're not, putting this shit down anyway. Like, let's be honest.
Right.
And then there's a club sandwich, which is like four sandwiches.
Club sandwiches are weird.
It's like
four layers of bread.
Dude, club sandwiches always hurt my mouth.
That's why I don't toast mine.
Oh, this is like, this is weird.
Oh, then it's delicious. It's way better.
Why is my dad calling me at 8:50? He knows I'm dead.
He's like, hey, did you hear about the tattoos they get in Arizona?
He called me earlier today to talk about World War II for like half hour. I'm like, okay.
Is that his Roman Empire?
No, it's World War I. Like he got super into World War I because he realized nobody knew anything about World War I. Yeah. So he could like become essentially a colloquial expert by reading like two or three books. And then he became interested in World War I. I'm like, oh god damn it.
I did that before, but it was with the Korean War. Because that's another one people don't really.
Yeah.
That one and the Filipino American War.
Right.
Just because no one knows about those. Well, there's a lot of wars that the U.S. has been involved with that people don't know anything about.
Yeah.
And a lot of wars that we do know that we were involved in that we don't know anything about. Like, how many people know anything about the Spanish-American War?
Nobody. Right. I know the name.
I know that in 1814 we took a little trip with Mighty Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we beat the bloody British at the Battle of New Orleans.
Something started running.
Weren't quite as many as it was a while ago. Fired our guns and they began running down to Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. That's what I know about the Spanish-American War.
That's pretty good.
He also wrote a song about liking sugar and tea.
Did he?
Yeah. There it is.
No, sorry. Yeah. That's what we need.
They not like us.
Wasn't there something where he dropped a song like an hour after?
Yeah, so that was part of it. That was part of it. So yeah, that's part of why they say that there's a mole right now in Drake's camp, because Drake released this song that was supposed to be just an absolute face melter. The heart part is a heart part six. And he drops it, and then less than half an hour later, Kendrick drops another song. Yeah. So he either knew exactly when the song was coming out, or he had a response ready.
He was just waiting. And that's the one I think.
He's like, all right, when he drops, we drop. And which is what I think he's doing from this point forward. He's like, you drop, I drop.
Mm-hmm. I don't care what you have to say, because you're not going to come up with anything new. And I still have shit.
And Kendrick says he has 10 songs that he can release right now.
That's wild.
When you said, when you drop, I drop, I was like, and Drake is like, you put when your I hand dip, up you on
dip,
my hip?
You dip?
Yeah.
Dip.
No, if Drake puts his hand on your hip, then you probably just took an Ambien without realizing.
Oh! Yeah.
Your name's Millie Bobby Brown.
Hey, no, he does not know Millie Bobby. So that was one of the things that was funny. Is there's like, all right, here's how Drake responded to the most recent song. It's like, Drake, what do you have to say? I don't have a daughter. We fucking made you think I did. Ha! Like, yeah, but what about the allegations? I'm not a pedophile. Okay, I'm too rich to be a pedophile. Duh. Okay. Like, yeah. Don't you think that they'd arrest me? But I'm so rich. Okay.
That's that Always Sunny in Philadelphia where Frank comes in and is like, hey, we need to write a song. We don't diddle kids. We never diddle kids. You never should touch a kid.
Like, the quickest way to get people to think that you're diddling kids is to make a song about not diddling kids.
Don't write that song.
Oh my god.
Dude, that is one show that I see all the clips and I'm like, this is hilarious. Why haven't I watched it yet?
You absolutely need to watch Sunny. Yeah. Like you would appreciate it mm-hmm. on a lot of levels.
What is it streaming on? Because
Hulu.
Okay.
Hulu?
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
I will start watching it when there's nothing on TV.
Skip like the first two episodes. Actually, honestly, you can skip the first season. When Danny DeVito gets there is when it fucking takes off.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've never started it, but I've watched an episode here and there, and then I see tons of clips, and I'm like, why is this so hilarious? Like,
yeah, and like, I'm always laughing at the fucking clips. Like,
it's the Wheel of Humiliation is what it is, yeah. And it's a little bit that, it's like Seinfeld on crack is what it really comes down to.
I enjoy Seinfeld.
Nope.
I enjoy crack. No, wait.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Jinx, you owe me some coke. I said that today in one of the trucks.
Man, you know, the people who work at Arm & Hammer, like, during the 80s, like, they had to know, right?
Right?
Like, they
Where
had
is
to
that
know.
From?
I think they just saw it on the internet.
Yeah, somebody was like, they had to know.
It's like, why are all of a sudden...
They're making them at night.
They're making them at night. Where'd all the baking soda go?
I don't know. Don't ask Detroit or Washington, D.C.
Don't ask Uncle Compton. Danny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. They're smoking them at night.
I was thinking about going to Ultimate Frisbee this weekend. I'm probably not going to. It's like the professional Ultimate Frisbee League, and it's $20 a ticket with a beer token. I don't like places that operate on beer tokens, though. I feel like they're going to not let me have as many beers as I want to have.
Mm.
Like, oh, did you spend your token? Yeah.
No.
We got a one beer limit.
One beer limit. I'm not here for that.
Did either of you ever go to 25-cent beer night at the bowling alley in Monmouth with us? Or Independence?
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't think
Brian
so.
And I got fucking hammered there.
I think if I had got hammered with Brian at quarter beer night, we would probably be friends now.
that would make sense.
We had something similar on the base in Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. If we didn't want to spend money, we would just go
Pearl
to the bowling alley.
Sucked. I missed you.
Now, would it be in poor form to order a sake bomb at a bar at Pearl Harbor?
Just as an Irish car bomb in Dublin,
right?
Oh wait, just a car bomb. Sorry.
Any kind of car bomb.
Because
yeah.
Sorry, I didn't realize I don't have to specify that over here. Just yeah. A regular car bomb.
Just a regular car bomb.
Oh,
that makes me think of the old G.I. Joe, the G.I. Joe Transformers crossover they did like in the 80s.
Have you heard they're doing a new one?
No.
Yeah. The G.I. movie. No.
Like a live action, right?
Live action G.I. Joe Transformer crossover. Yep.
Yes.
But in the cartoon in the 80s, it was some Middle Eastern guy. And the name of his country was Carbamia.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah. I was like, that's awesome.
Trying to find that Pearl Harbor sucked song.
Pearl Harbor sucked.
And I miss you.
Oh, but we could get that. Like pitchers of beer for like a buck. So we just get shit housed.
Look at this fire. Oh, pitchers.
I mean, I've talked about it on our most popular episode, A Rainy Night in Nashville, getting two pitchers of Natty Light for $6. And my buddy TJ and I just fucking, we each had four pitchers of beer that night.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was a good night.
I cannot find that song on iTunes, which is stupid. Not that one. I could probably find that one.
That was easy
to
find.
Look at this graph.
Look.
Pearl Harbor sucked.
Look at my
phone. I miss you. Pearl
Harbor sucked. I don't know what song you're talking about.
Pearl Harbor sucked.
You don't know the song?
Mm-mm.
Hershey's milk chocolate. Oh, of course, Hershey's milk chocolate has chocolate.
Melts in your mouth, not in your dick.
Melts in your butt, not in your pants.
What?
What?
You don't remember that from Team America?
Oh, okay, yeah. I was like, this sounds like a Team America thing.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I do remember it now.
That's an awful lot. Well, hey.
I will never die.
Well, don't go dying on me now.
Dude, these people.
Yeah?
They could have been anywhere in the world. They're here with us. We appreciate that. Make sure you're watching the video version on YouTube if you want the whole meal deal where Robin and I talk about bullshit. And then Dave shows up.
And eats a sandwich.
Eats a fucking sandwich like Ric Flair in the middle of a fucking podcast. Oh, we didn't even talk about fucking Ric Flair.
Things. Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh my God, we can talk about that next week.
What happened?
Oh, he got into it with a guy at a pizza restaurant, and he was drunk.
Smashed, man.
Son of a bitch does it all the time. But for this episode, this edition of my show,
woo wings.
Good night, universe.
Until we meet again.
Hey, go Ducks.
Ducks, go abs, go.
Until we meet again.
Make sure to go and check out DefinitelyNotSellingDrugs.com.